Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to give my thoughts on Evolution, which is finally starting to shape up to be a a good pay-per-view, only 13 days away, and Crown Jewel, which I echo my sentiments of WWE needing to cancel Crown Jewel, although it does not appear that that is going to be what happens. Like I said, Evolution is finally appearing to shape up to be a decent pay-per-view. And if you watched Raw tonight, you saw a vicious promo by Ronda Rousey toward Nikki Bella. And I totally get where she's coming from. Basically, two of her closest friends stabbed her in the back, and she didn't hold back her displeasure, even dropping the name of John Cena in the promo, telling Nikki that she got kicked out the door that she kicked in to John Cena's house. And I thought that was, when she said that, my jaw was on the floor. I'm still having a little bit of trouble organizing my thoughts about that promo. But I thought that actually showed a side of Ronda that we have yet to see, and is about time. It was the best promo she's ever done, and it may be the best promo she ever does. But other than that, we saw the furthering of the Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, Lita, Trish storyline. And for those of you who may not have caught it, I'm sure, and I really don't think the crowd in Philadelphia did, the Lita and Trish Stratus promo was an homage to an Allen Iverson interview where he talked about where an interviewer or a reporter asked him about practice. They were talking about the game, and a reporter asked him about practice. So that's for the younger set who, or for those of you who may not follow basketball, that is where that came from. And when I heard Lita and Trish start talking about that and start saying that, I was laughing my ass off, because I knew they were in Philadelphia, and that is, of course, where Allen Iverson made a name for himself in basketball. And I just thought that was the perfect thing to do. And I just thought that was hilarious. And like I said, I'm not even sure that the Philadelphia crowd caught on to that because they didn't really seem to react to it at all. Trying to think what else I want to say about tonight. So apparently, even though Crown Jewel has not been canceled and not been moved, WWE has taken all mentions of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, or Saudi Arabia in general, off of all promotional material for Crown Jewel. Which leads me to believe they may be looking for a new place to hold it. Which, if they do, I don't know if they will change the time or if they will keep the same time because they will be in a different time zone. I still think they should move it to Great Britain. They could have it at the O2 Arena or Wembley Stadium. Either one would be. And I think even on short notice, they could sell out either arena. I think continuing to have it in Saudi Arabia is a bad move. I think it just proves the greed of Vince McMahon. And it proves that he really doesn't care about his employees. He cares about the money. And I think that's a horrible way to do business. If I was a businessman, my employees would come first. Technically, I sort of am a businessman, but I don't have any employees. I'm basically a sole proprietor. I do everything on my own, so, well, except on those rare occasions where I have a co-host, which next Wednesday, Miss Callie will be joining me. And next Monday, again, I will be joined by Phoenix and JPW, Amy O. Like I said, I will get her last name before the show actually happens. So those two shows next week, I'm looking forward to very much. And, they announced tonight that they're going to be having a women's battle royal at Evolution. So I'm wondering how many women will be in this battle royal, because right now there are 6 matches and the battle royal announced, and they have stated that there will be over 50 women involved in the Evolution pay-per-view, so I'd like to see who they, who all they get. Also, SmackDown 1000 is tomorrow night. I don't know who's excited about it. I'm somewhat excited about it. It'll be nice to see the Evolution faction together again. Ric Flair, Randy Orton, Triple H, and Batista. It'll be interesting to see Rey Mysterio versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And there's got to be one other qualifying match for Crown Jewel, but I'm not sure what it is yet. So I'm looking forward to that. And I can't believe it's been 1,000 episodes. I've probably watched 700 or so, maybe. I really didn't pay attention the first several years that it was on Thursday nights and Friday nights. The last few years when it was on Friday nights, I started to pay closer attention to it. But I really, now that it's on Tuesday nights, I don't miss an episode. So it'll be interesting to see who comes back. I hear Mark Henry's coming back. There's a rumor that Edge is not going to be on the show. I've heard that he is. I've heard that he isn't. Then I've heard that he is again. So we'll have to wait and see, I guess, whether Edge will be on the show or not. So, but I'm about out of time. Like I said, next week I've got two of my shows already lined up, which is actually better than I've got this week because I don't know what I'm going to be doing Wednesday or Friday. But I will blast an email out, or I will post on social media what I end up doing for Wednesday and Friday. So, like I said, I'm about out of time. Hashtag cancel Crown Jewel on all social media. And have a good night. Have a good night, everybody.